What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And let's go ahead and take a phone call from Mike in Chicago. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I was looking at the market today, and it looks to me like the dollar is really starting to rally pretty good. That's not going to far too well with President Trump, who, wants a cheap dollar, a dollar that's not worth as much. So, you know, he probably thinks that, we could export a lot more goods for cheap. But in reality,
yes.
what I see is, a dollar that is a reserve global currency, and I see a strong dollar that's going to put a lot of pressure on the debt that's been accumulated over all of these years. That's not going to be too good for the stock market, I don't think.
Well, the stock market had a really rough day today, but you need to understand that here in the United States, our debt is denominated in those dollars. And so the actual real-world value of the dollar and the debt go up and down together. And the fact that the dollar is worth more doesn't actually reduce our debt one tiny bit. That's just the reality of how these things work. In order for a rising dollar to have an impact on the debt, the dollar would have to rise, be converted to a different currency entirely, then the dollar would have to go down, and that money brought back from that other currency into dollars, at which point you'd have more dollars, and you could do something about the debt. But operating internally to the United States of America, the dollar and the debt go up and down together.
Yeah, I can't see a way that we're going to be able to get out of this because the government is so fragmented politically. I think the right thing to do would probably be to address central banks. And but you know what? You got all central banks, so that it's probably not going to happen. What would be good would be to back it up with it's backed up with the confidence in the U.S. government right now because we don't have gold anymore. So what I say is why don't we just make our own notes and back the and just get rid of the central bank and maybe when this crisis comes, whenever it blows up. It's so, like I said, the government is so divided, and the people are so divided. I think people are hoping Trump gets in again, because we're headed for disaster. And I don't think the Democrats are going to be able to get out of this. Jubilee. Go ahead.
No, I was agreeing with you. Looking at the economic situation, it is way past the point of being recoverable, and it's complicated by the fact that the politicians in Washington, D.C. Think it's just fine. They're getting lots of campaign donations from Wall Street and the Federal Reserve, and so they're just going to keep on following the policies dictated by Wall Street and the Federal Reserve until it all falls off the edge of a cliff.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to happen first. Whether we're going to default on our debts or the Europe is going to, separate into, back into their own currencies, after it's France and, remember the Portugal and the pigs, remember the acronym, the pigs,
yes.
Of them start to default and go, and start, and it's all, and it gets all broken up. You wonder what, if that, that's going to be, maybe that's going to be the catalyst for us, I don't know. And then today, again, Israel, I guess there's a whole lot of missiles going off. And, that situation right there isn't helping either. So it's going to be an interesting week, I got to say. Now we're down to weeks. We're not down to years or months. We're down to weeks, and or pretty soon it'll be days. How many days do you think we have left before the whole thing blows
up? It's hard to say. It's hard to say. One of the things that makes prognostication difficult is that the government and the banks are basically changing the rules. And so when we figure out an estimated time for the collapse based on the current system, then the system gets changed to basically delay the collapse. And we have to go back to trying to figure out when it's going to happen. I'll be very honest. I thought it was going to collapse long before we reached this point. I know it's coming. I don't know when is the best that I can do. It could happen very easily this year.
Yeah, one thing I do worry about for people is the banning of cash and making everything, you know, electronic. You know, not only your EBT benefits like that, just no more cash, because that's going to throw people into a real situation where, you know, everybody's going to be forced to pay. And again, that will lead to probably abuse in itself. But I don't know. I hope this collapse that we keep talking about. I hope it. I guess maybe it will entitle. I mean, it will require that they ban cash. And boy, that's just going to be a train wreck, I believe, for a lot of people.
It will be. And what you need to do is you need to look at the evolution of money through the history of the United States. Because when this country was first set up, there was no such thing as a personal income tax. There was no IRS. The money actually had intrinsic value because it was made out of silver, nickel, and copper. The coins had real physical worth. And so you are basically free to earn your money by your own labor and then go and spend it wherever you wanted. It was a world in which if you didn't want to involve a bank in your affairs, you didn't have to. You just kept your money and you did your business and you lived your life. And then bit by bit, the bankers started saying, we want to have control over the money in our society. Starting 100 years ago, they took away the honest economic system that this country had been founded on, and they reimposed the same kind of debt slavery that we'd fought the revolution to be free of, which was a private central bank creating money out of thin air and then lending it into circulation at interest. Economic decline in the lives of the American people basically followed on from that. Well, now they want all the money that's out there under their control. They don't want you to have money in your pocket, even though they've taken the intrinsic value out of the coinage back in the 60s. Those little slugs that you're allowed to play with aren't really worth anything anymore. But they want to take that away as well. And they want to do it, first of all, for the reason that you said, complete control and surveillance over what you're spending your money on. But more importantly is to not have a mechanism for people to pull their wealth out of the banks if there's a banking crisis. You've all heard the phrase, a run on the bank. When people get scared the bank may be in trouble, they walk down there or they run down there, they pound on the doors and they say, give me my money, I want to close my savings account. And if there is no more cash, then the banks can simply say, we have nothing to give you. Your money is stored in our bank's computers, and we're sorry, there's no way for you to just take it away from here. All we can do is move it to another bank, and they're of course free to move it back and forth to cover all these losses. But that, I think, is the real reason they're pushing for a cashless society, is so that it's impossible for there to be a run on the bank. You know, screw the people, protect the banks here. And by the way, the problems with the cashless society, we had another incident. Claire and I actually went through a fast food drive-through restaurant the other day. We were in a rush. We couldn't get home. And their computers had gone down. And they literally had a sign: if you don't have cash, we cannot sell you any food. So that's going to be the big problem about it. Mike, right, anything right. else?
Yeah, we'll talk again about that, you know, the echo of universal income. I mean, you know, you think it's ludicrous now, but after there's a crisis, oh, please give us our we need it. We got to have it. Please give it to us. You know, go to the government and beg to be saved, you know. But anyway,
but who's going to pay for it? Who's going to pay for it? The people who've got all the money right now, the money junkies, they're going to resist higher taxes. In fact, Trump has lowered their taxes. This idea of a universal basic income, which strikes me as communistic in conception, again, who's going to pay for it?
Exactly. Okay, thank you very much, Mike. Have a good day.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Mike. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. So we were talking about this photo that went on out showing some migrant children asleep in a cage. Looked like a dog kennel. And everybody just went ballistic and say, oh, look at how Trump is maltreating all of these illegal immigrant children, those poor children. And then it turned out the photo actually dates back to the Obama administration. So got to check your sources, got to check those dates here. Apparently, over in Germany, Angela Merkel is coming under pressure from the ruling party to basically start normalizing ties with Russia. And this is not the only country where we're seeing this happen. The more belligerent the United States gets in its foreign policy, the more of a bully it shows itself to be, the more and more other countries are pivoting away from the United States, and they're pivoting toward Russia and China. And now it's starting to happen in Germany. George Soros is out there pushing a campaign to have a second Brexit referendum, and he's pouring apparently a huge amount of money into it to basically sell Britons on the idea that they need to stay as part of the European Union, even though Soros himself is admitting that the Brussels project is in an existential crisis with all the different countries that are straining at the leash, that are refusing the open borders concept. You've got Italy, Poland, Hungary, Great Britain. But Soros is out there insisting that if Great Britain quits the European Union, it will be damaging for Great Britain. And the anti-Brexit group Best for Britain, which he helped fund, will unveil a manifesto calling for a second vote on the final deal in the coming days. In other words, we'll just keep having elections until we get the result that we want. To heck with democracy. I mean, really. So let's get back to Tommy Robinson. We talked about him yesterday. And apparently his arrest and imprisonment has triggered a global outcry. Now, apparently he was arrested for, you know, breaking the peace or some such nonsense. But videos have surfaced about the encounter between Tommy Robinson and the police. And he was just talking in a normal level of voice on his cell phone. And the cops just came on up and grabbed him. And now there is a free Tommy Robinson meme out there on Twitter. There are protests all over the world, especially in Great Britain. And again, the concern is why the British government is basically protecting the Islamic culture from exposure of some of the things that they're doing. Well, unfortunately, because the vast majority of Islamic migrants vote Labour. So you have a problem where the government won't enforce the law against this voting bloc, just like we have here in the United States. where the Democrats count on the illegal immigrants and the refugees to vote Democrat. And that appears to be what was going on over there. But it has caused a bit of a stir, caused a really ugly stir over there. Talk about creeping dictatorship here. Again, Great Britain. Retiring Luton Crown Court Judge Nick Madge is out there responding to the soaring knife crime rate, particularly among the refugees, by saying that basically the points of kitchen knives need to be filed down. That's going to be his solution, ignoring how quickly they can be refiled to a point if you want to. There's actually a kind of knife that technically doesn't have a point. It's called a pigfoot blade, but you can slash with it. And that's why the judge's idea isn't going to work. It may make stabbings a little less deep, but you can still slash with the edge of a kitchen knife. And you need to look at what's going on here. Disarmament isn't going to work. You can't take away everybody's knives. It's just not going to happen. But apparently in the past 2 months, there have been 77 knife-related incidents in Bedfordshire, including 3 deaths. And Judge Madge basically said these offenses often seem motiveless. One boy was stabbed because he had an argument a couple of years before at his junior school. So my question would be, does the perpetrator, are they on prescription antidepressants? Now, let's see. Oh, interestingly enough, Fox News is also carrying the story about how open borders liberals are still apparently tweeting around that picture of these kids in a cage and trying to say that this is Trump's doing when it actually goes back to Obama. I've been watching the TV. They're still going on and on about Roseanne getting canceled. Like, this is the big story. I'm sorry, I didn't even watch the show. I didn't watch it when it originally came on out. I'm not a big fan of Roseanne. Again, it was a tacky, over-the-line tweet, but I think ABC was looking for a reason to dump the show anyway, and she just handed it to them on a silver platter. But again, I see our entire culture as having become very thin-skinned, too easy to offend, and we're running around either looking for reasons to be offended or trying very hard not to be offensive. It's just come to dominate our entire lives, and I really don't think that should work. All right, let's take a phone call here from Glenn in Alabama. Glenn, welcome to the show. I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
I'll make it fast. Tommy Robinson, this judge who did this to him, why is not anyone calling for that judge to be disciplined?
It's a good question.
Why? I mean, You've got all these demonstrations, all these people, all these protests. Why isn't someone calling for this judge to be kicked out of office? It's a good way to deal with that particular case, and it's a good way to send a message to a lot of those people. Don't ever do this to us again.
Well, unfortunately, under the letter of the law, the judge hasn't done anything technically illegal, which he would have to in order to be removed. It is an abuse of the law, no question about it, to have done this to Tommy. Again, we'll see what's going to happen when the public furor continues to build. Anyway, Glenn, we're going to let you go. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with another phone call after these two.
Yeah. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the telephones here. Mike in Virginia. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, great show today. I was wondering if you could help me out. I've got a couple of questions that I read from your excellent website about General Electric. The first question I have is, what's behind the precipitous drop And the stock price of GE? I thought GE was a solid company. I thought it was doing well. Could you riddle me that one, Batman?
Well, as you know, I'm not in the stock market, and I'm not really watching too many of the companies very closely. But I would presume that, like so many other companies, GE's quarterly earnings report didn't come out very well. I mean, the market pretty much dropped all across the board on all the exchanges. So it wasn't just GE.
Well, I mean, their stock price went from like, in a few short years, went from like 200 down to zero.
I'm not the person who can explain that. You'd have to talk to somebody who's actually an analyst who's looking at General Electric. I don't have that information.
Okay, well, I appreciate your honesty and attempt, but I, you know, because instead of trying to BS your way through an answer that might be half right, but I just want to put in a plug for your website. All you listeners out there, Rivero's website is, I mean, it's my go-to place. I can't think of a better one to go to for news. There's no slant. There's no agenda. Just articles that, you know, you won't ordinarily find anywhere else. And it's really quite a treasure. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words here. And we're going to let you go. Thank you for the phone call. The phone lines are open again, 800-313-9443. Apparently, I just did a web search, and it's basically showing, it was third quarter profit deterioration, more than Wall Street feared. So apparently they have earnings issues. Somebody just sent me this article saying that there seems to be a double standard out there. This is getting on back to the Roseanne Barr situation. I don't think she should have tweeted what she tweeted. But on the other hand, you're punishing everybody on the show by canceling it. The other talent, the camera operators, the lighting guys, what did they do to deserve losing their job? And somebody sent me this article. We just put it up at whatreallyhappened.com. About how Jimmy Kimmel, literally, as part of his show, has women grope his crotch on air for laughs. But that's not considered crossing the line or insensitive, and he still has his program. I think ABC wanted to cancel the show. It was doing very well in the ratings, but again, it was a big push for conservatism and Trump support. And I think ABC just... they were waiting for an excuse to cancel the show, and Roseanne just handed it to them on a silver platter. Okay, now, apparently over at the United Nations, they just issued a report detailing a rather nasty scandal that's been going on for over a decade. It's an 84-page report showing that... the top charities who were bringing food into these African countries were bartering that food for sexual favors. And apparently this report was handed over to the UN all the way back in 2002 and kept under wraps all that time. Now, basically, the report claims that workers at more than 40 aid organizations, of which 15 are major international charities, including Save the Children and Medicines Sans Frontiers, were caught sexually exploiting young refugees. That's just tacky. That is really just tacky. And you have to, I don't know. I should be used to it by now. I've been on this planet Earth right now. I've seen the human condition long enough where I should have become cynical about all this. But no matter how cynical I get, I just can't keep up with some of the stuff that's going on. I really can't. All right, we're coming up on another commercial break. We've got a caller waiting on the line. We're going to get to that when we get on back. They're going to be talking about, just all kinds of things to talk about. So please feel free to join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. So please stay tuned. And as I said, we'll be back with a phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're going to go back to the phones here. Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Who exactly do you think you are, insinuating that we Americans are too easily offended? Like, who made you the arbiter of what constitutes a reasonable response? That's repugnant to the First Amendment. I call upon the listeners to boycott you over this foolish remark.
Okay, point taken.
Okay, and this just couldn't resist. I want to mention something about my name. My name is Glenn. There was a Glenn from Alabama, and there's a Glenn in one of the commercials. It's like, it's not that prevalent a name, and yet I see it popping up in various places. Go figure.
Well, anyway. There's a lot of Glenns around. There's a lot of Mikes calling into the show, I've been noticing today. And
yeah.
So it's not like we have trademarked our names. It's just what we're called.
Okay, I thought maybe the NSA was seeding the internet. But
I don't think so.
But about the trade deficit with China, I can see grossing. I don't mind the tariff thing per se, because everybody tariffs the heck out of theirs, and we're the only ones dumb enough not to use that tariff to try and, you know, even out trade imbalances a bit. But in terms of telling people where to buy stuff, I mean, I don't want anybody telling me where to buy my shoes or my clothes or my food or my gas. You know, so, and if I were one of the other countries that's currently selling that stuff, I'd be a little annoyed at America trying to muscle in and tell somebody not to buy my stuff. So that doesn't seem like a good idea. But the tariff component isn't, you know, necessarily utterly foolish, and doesn't necessarily represent a trade war either. It's just what everybody does.
Well, I'm looking at the mixed signals China is being sent, throwing tariffs on the products they export to the United States, and then the U.S. turns around and demands that China, rather than buying certain products from other countries, has to buy them from the United States.
I agree. I understand that's not likely to work. But the tariffs themselves are not inherently unreasonable. China has a vast supply of dirt cheap labor. The production has all been shifted over there and, you know, set up over there and that sort of thing. And then China's buying up real estate and all kinds of stuff here in the U.S. like crazy. I mean, they're taking us to the cleaners pretty well. And actually, it seems like it was set up that way when you look at how these businesses got transferred over there. And they were subsidized with tax breaks and profit shortfalls for initial setup and all that kind of stuff. It's a pretty corrupt mess. So it's not going to get solved overnight. But, I mean, it does, like you say, it doesn't pay for us to be bellicose with China. That's a bit foolish. So.
No, and there's been a great deal of foolishness just in the management of this nation's manufacturing going back 30 years. And a part of that is because we raised this culture of executives with MBAs who were disconnected from the actual production process. And so they figured, yeah, we'll just send it overseas. And nobody was thinking long term. It was always short term. We'll make more money. The stockholders will be happy. I get a big bonus and I get to retire. But it really did deteriorate our manufacturing to the point where now the Pentagon is saying what I've been saying for a long time. We don't have domestic manufacturing to support an extended war against a military peer. That's how serious the situation is now.
Right. Now, not to mention our infrastructure is a house of cards and stuff like that, you know. But I remember when the term multinational corporation started creeping into the vernacular, the vocabulary, back in the 70s. Multinational.
Yes.
Multinational. And then poof, you know, with no allegiances whatsoever except to, you know, profit. So.
But, yes.
All righty, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Laura in Michigan. Aloha, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I heard two possibilities why General Electric is going bankrupt. And one is they've heavily invested in those windmills, which break down. Nobody wants to fix them. They're so huge. The other one is General Electric is also into a lot of the nuclear plants, which are getting old, and they're starting to break down. Those two things are causing GE to go bankrupt.
Well, I know the windmills are an issue, and it's not that nobody wants to repair them. It's that they were supposed to have been designed to last for like 25 years, but they're breaking down much sooner than that. And the actual company that makes those turbines and gear boxes has gone out of business. So they literally cannot find the spare parts for it. We have wind farms here in Hawaii. We've got a fairly new one up on the north shore of Oahu. There's another somewhat older one down on the Big Island, if it hasn't been eaten by the lava yet. That one has been out of operation for a lot of years, and it's just corroding away. As far as the nuclear reactors, a lot of people were very concerned about how those reactors at Fukushima did not survive the quake and tsunami. They were designed by, and in at least part of the cases, built by General Electric. And I'm sure that that's had a negative impact on their nuclear power sales as well.
Right. I just thought I'd throw those two stories out because your caller asked about it. So,
well, they make sense. It absolutely makes sense, Laura. Thank you very much for the information. And we're going to switch over to Francis in North Carolina. Aloha, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello to you both.
Thank you.
When you mentioned about the charity deal and what's going on behind the scenes, as it were, that, like, okay, no problem, whatever, go for it. It reminds me of the aspect of why whenever we're at the store and you're asked by the cashier, would you like to donate to a given charity or whatever? It's like, no, I already give to a charity. Thank you very much. Quite frankly, I tend to go to a local charity that is asking for donations of some sort of hard goods or whatever the case might be, or soft goods or whatever, that can actually be distributed locally. And not, I mean, if someone has decided they want to give a financial donation, that's up to them. But it's not like they're looking for a financial donation, because quite frankly, who's to say where that money is going to? And apparently, that's one example of what's being done with it for selfish purposes. So that really clarifies the air about what's really going on with the passing of the buck, if you will. Which is nauseating. Anyway.
I agree. It's a nauseating story. All the more so because apparently the United Nations had this report of these abuses back in 2002. And it's only just now being allowed out in 2018. Mm-hmm. That's 16 years they sat on this story. And you're absolutely right. A lot of so-called charitable organizations turn out to be frauds, like the Clinton Foundation, obviously. there was a big stink, I think it was about 2 years ago, where there was this guy who'd set up all these cancer research charities, and they were all for-profit. He didn't even have a 501c3. And just ran commercials and raked in the dough, and they spent it on themselves, and they finally caught up with him. But Claire and I are like you. We're involved in two local charities where we take, you know, food and other goods over to them. We used to actually help hand it all out. Unfortunately, the Claire's choir rehearsals are on the same evening as the distribution of the food, so we can't do that anymore. But it was an eye-opening experience. It taught us that these people who are out there on the streets and hungry don't deserve to be there. They haven't done anything wrong. It's been done to them. If you want to be charitable locally. Don't just write a check off to some, you know, save the endangered bull elephant fund, because a lot of those things do turn out to be very shady indeed. They're money making scams.
Oh, on a non-charity related issue that happened here on the East Coast, apparently a small town in the state of South Carolina is running into an issue after about 10 or 11 years with a artisan that did some designing for their religious institution, i.e. a church, which happens to be a Baptist church. And it's probably online somewhere, somebody will find it, where the artist did a sculpture, and then after about 10 or so years, the congregation of the church and the pastor decided that this looks too Catholic. And it's like, okay, when you look at a picture of the sculpture, which part looks too Catholic? The sculpture of Joshua ben Joseph, otherwise known as Jesus, or the little plaques that are surrounding the figurine that was sculpted? So the question is which, and why you wait until after about a decade to decide, oh, this looks too Catholic or whatever for us? I don't get the hypocrisy of this scenario, but I just thought I'd pass that by you for the hilarity of it.
Well, you know, it's, different strokes for different folks here, and amazingly enough, I'll tell you something that kind of surprised me. Claire and I had occasion to visit a congregational church here on the island while Claire was out there trying to get other church choirs to do her music. And this one had a carved sculpture altarpiece that was very Hawaiian in terms of its composition, including the fact that the women were all sans tops, which kind of struck me as something that you wouldn't normally expect to see in a church. But this is Hawaii, and everybody's kind of relaxed about such things.
Interesting. Go figure. Anyway, yep. Y'all have fun. Later.
All right. Talk to you. Thank you very much for the phone call. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. A lot of stuff starting to break here now. apparently, over in Missouri, Governor Eric Greitens is expected to turn in his resignation today over a sexual misconduct scandal. Apparently, couldn't keep things zipped up there, and that has come back to haunt him. Devin Nunes is now out there calling for the arrest of John Kerry. Now, the reason he's doing this is because Kerry was engaging in unofficial diplomacy as a private citizen, trying to save the Iran deal. And while I do agree with saving the Iran deal, Kerry wasn't authorized to do that. It's a violation of the Logan Act. But Devin Nunes is now saying he should be arrested and prosecuted. And that would carry a 3-year prison sentence. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Mateus in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'll second that motion for arrest and prosecution. But
yes,
not going to hold my breath. It does seem like nobody's getting in trouble. And that caller a few days ago saying his theory that it really is just a big, huge, elaborate dog and pony show and just to make it look like something might happen. Remember even that stern-looking Democrat that used to be in charge of some investigative committee? He always looks really upset and stern, as if he's going to get people in trouble. And nobody ever got in trouble in the same, on both sides. But
it is rather amazing that, you know, even as more and more of this corruption comes on out, nobody's actually going to jail for it. You know, I mean, some people have lost their jobs. Some people have resigned and retired. But yeah, I want to see handcuffs. I want to see prison doors slamming shut on some of these people. Nobody should be above the law in this country. And that includes the Clintons and the Bushes.
Yeah, it really is just a complete infiltration. It's like you pick up a piece of wood and it's just crawling. It's completely rotten. It's hollowed out. It stinks. It's just bugs everywhere. It's completely a lost cause. It's totally gone. But hey, I wanted to mention about Occam's razor. And so I would say that Occam's razor is out of date because it applied more in the past. And the concept was originated when? Like a couple hundred years ago? Something like that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to argue that it's out of date because in the past, a statement such as "take your vaccines, we want you to be healthy" was actually true at some point in the distant past. But now it's completely complicated and not true. It's the opposite of what it means. In the past, when you had like a civil war, the weapons that you would have were very similar to the weapons that the government would have if you were fighting the government. Nowadays, it's completely different. The government has very complicated, like, nanotech and space-based weapons. You know, things are much more complicated. Occam's razor was before string theory and before quantum mechanics. And so nowadays, I would argue it's actually the opposite, that the most simple explanation is not the most likely one if it's referring to geopolitics, especially.
Well, obviously, I'm going to disagree with you. For a wide variety of reasons. Basically, the fact that we have a more advanced technology right now does not, in fact, undermine the thinking behind Occam's razor. Yes, we have all this amazing technology, but I don't think that in any way takes away from the fact that if you're looking at multiple explanations for what you're seeing going on in front of you, that generally the simplest one is going to be the one that is correct. That's a principle that has held up very well throughout history. And the fact that we're dealing with more complex technologies doesn't undermine that. I'm sorry, I can't agree with you on this.
Fair enough, agree to disagree. Hey, I'm working on a joke for Hawaii. I need your help here. So who is the most unpopular personality or person in Hawaii right now?
I have no idea.
Is there a politician? Like, remember Obama visited before, so this would be great. Okay, I'll just do it then. So,
okay.
If Obama visited Hawaii right now, considering all the volcanic activity that is occurring, would you still say that Obama would be the biggest asshole in Hawaii?
Okay. I think that might qualify, yes.
And then one last thing, I wanted to share this theory, I'm calling it theory of the morality of wealth. And so if you go back to hunter-gatherer time and you walked into your local community cave at night and you just started eating eggs that you didn't help find, you would be like ostracized from that community really quick, right? That wouldn't be cool.
Yes.
And so the reason that we have money is just because the cave now is really big and there's millions of people in there, and it's money is really just a means of facilitating a fair exchange of commodities
that's what cash and money is supposed to do, a medium of exchange.
Right.
Exactly. All right, well, listen, Mateus, I got to put you on hold. We got to do another commercial, and we'll be right back. Stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're finishing up with Mateus up there in Canada. And Mateus, if you just sort of pick up where you left off.
Right. So before money was invented, you had to have a fair exchange or else you wouldn't be fitting into your community. And after money was invented. And the reason money was invented was just to facilitate complex exchanges of commodities and labors. It's supposed to be fair. Obviously, nothing works perfectly, but it's supposed to be fair. And so nowadays, if you were to find a bag of money, let's say, and then you just go and start spending that money, according to this theory, is that that's immoral, because what that's doing is that's forcing everyone else to work and provide, and you selfishly just take. And so this would apply to any sort of wealth that comes like without very much of a give back. And this includes, it's a very controversial theory, because that would include inheritance and lotteries and everything. But it's an interesting thing to analyze, that there is an inherent immorality in kind of taking advantage of a system that's designed to be representing a fair trade of effort, and to just somehow get to be to extract out of it. And so it doesn't mean that you can't be rich and moral, but it means that if you are rich, you need to do something that's giving back to society in some way. And it could be like, it could be your wife composing music and bringing joy, pleasure to people listening to it. And there's a financial compensation and she's happy. Everyone's happy. Let's say she got rich doing that. That would be moral. And then I
would have been nice. Argue that didn't that work. The reason,
I would argue that the reason a lot of rich people are unhappy is because deep down inside, it doesn't feel good to be to be immoral at the core. So say some rich oil baron who inherited, you know, some old money. And, you know, if this theory is true, their whole life is based on kind of like this gaming the system immorally. And this kind of ties into my rant about the royals before. Is like, the reason I'm so down on praising the royals is because it's very immoral what's going on here, where like millions of people have to provide for a small selfish group to just be decadently spoiled, and then they don't even appreciate it because they're born into it, and we're supposed to be like mesmerized that they're spending our money. Anyways, what do you think? Is it immoral to find a bag of money and never have to work again?
No, I disagree with that. And I'd certainly love to find a bag of money. And your theory about people who are rich being inherently unhappy, I'm willing to offer myself as a volunteer to test that theory out. I think money is just a medium of exchange. And some people game the system to have more of it. Some people have more of it because they're talented and skilled. And some people just flat out get lucky. And we can't ignore the vicissitudes of fortune, as it were. Mateus, I'm going to let you go.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Thanks for giving me a try.
All right, we've got to do a network identification, and we'll be right back.
Of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.